What's good, fam? It's your boy Jorge. Welcome to another episode of Hanging with the Boys.
What's up, guys? I'm back.
Dave is back. Mace is on unapproved PTO, or I don't know how that works.
Oh my god, you got to work a rework.
You might need to leave and come back.
Deal? Yeah.
Oh yeah.
It's the sparkling water guy.
I have no clue where he's at. I haven't heard from him. He might be DED for all I know. I don't know. But he did ask for 2 weeks sick paid leave the next 2 weeks, so we won't have him. So next week I actually have a special guest.
Oh, excellent.
Yeah. So people should be excited about that one.
Very good.
Special guest. But that one's that's a wobbler too, because he might just that day be like, oh, hey, I'm with Mace or something. I'm not showing up, you know.
So, I'm with Mace.
I don't know. And then I also have Adam Jones coming either next week or the following week. So those two guests might kind of vice versa. I'm not sure. So make sure you tune in. Mace will be gone for 2 weeks because he has some golf stuff.
Lucky fuck.
I know.
Damn. So good.
Yeah. But right now, thank you, Dave, for being in the studio, the day again. Because you know what? The show must go on.
We haven't done this, but
I have a drink I made at home. So
very good. Special. I got the peach plum sparkling water from La Croix.
Yeah. Good, huh?
It smells so good.
Told you. So I don't know. That's what's going on with the show so far. Dave and I are in the works of making a new podcast.
Yep.
Business podcast. So if you guys are small business. I own a small business. I've had a small business since 2016. That's basically my whole income. So you know, it does pretty good. And then Dave here started his own little side business with his photography. So we wanted to do a podcast that focuses on business, but more like smaller.
Yeah, kind of like the entrepreneurial side and just getting started, getting things off the ground, stuff like
exactly.
that.
Exactly. And then we're going to have a lot of like local small business owners come on the show and talk about their experience, the ups and downs, and then especially, you know, stuff during COVID and how they surpassed that and, you know, whatever. Or a lot of businesses actually started because of COVID. Because people quit their jobs, people were being mandated for certain things. So they're like, hey, we're not down with that. So we're just going to quit my job and start a new business. You know, props to those people too. And especially if your business is doing good. So whether it's doing good and it's a side hustle or it's like an actual like mine where it's like, that's my income.
Right.
That's who we want to talk about.
And I guess my background is, I just launched a small business, trying to make it work, you know. Economy is doing okay, but I don't know. Doesn't seem to be a whole lot of free cash out there right now, so I'm struggling with that a little bit.
Yeah. No, there's free cash. It's just people want to spend it on certain things.
Right. So I'm trying to break into the market with that. And then my background, I have a bachelor's in business management. So
yeah, exactly. So I thought I have some good stories about stuff I do for my business, and you know, people that I have dealt with that are funny stories, you know. And then I thought, you know, Dave's, you know, very well versed, and he has his own podcast, like we've mentioned before. So he's good on the mic, and he also has the background in business, and he's a pretty big deal at the actual company that he works at. So put all that together, I think we're going to bring a good show that a lot of people, a lot of listeners can get something out of, not just listen for enjoyment, but actually get some
some utility brought and value added for you guys. We got a bunch of topics to cover. I got a bunch already listed out, and you know, some side stories like HR nightmares, stuff like that. So it should be interesting.
So if you do watch on YouTube, it's going to be on the same channel. There's tabs that you can go to different types of videos, whether it's a podcast or just shorts or whatever. So it's going to be on the same channel as this one to make it easy for everyone. And then we'll give you the name and links and stuff like that once it actually goes live on everything else.
Great.
Yeah.
Exciting.
Well, that's the show for today.
Yeah. Thanks for tuning in. What's new? Anything? I heard, last episode we were talking about real estate stuff, and you have since.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You have since. Got some additional info to add.
I thought
to
you said real estate.
Real estate. Yeah. Real estate.
Yeah. So I put my house back up for sale. I took off. If you guys been listening, my house is for sale. If you guys want to buy it, it's a nice one. Mace said he'll golf with you guys in a thong. if you buy it. That's already in the paperwork. But yeah, we put the house back up for sale. We took it off during, you know, last year was bad. I think we missed that window of like this time of year.
Yeah.
And we did it right when summer hit. So the kids were out of school. People are like, yeah, motivated, but I think also they're on vacation mode. So right. The last thing people are doing are trying to buy a house, or maybe they spend a shitload of money on a vacation. So last thing you're doing is buying a house.
Right.
You know, so I think it was a bad time for that. And then also the interest rates, right? Like the month that we put it up, they skyrocketed. They were like in the eights, you know, I think the highest was eight something. So they're pretty high. So it was kind of rough. There wasn't many houses selling, it looked like, in the area. So then we went into kind of, I think, October-ish. And we're like, oh, we're going to pull it out for the holiday season, you know.
Right.
Because we were having open houses. And then we live here still. So it's like we don't want to take a lot of stuff out. That's like one of the main things. They're like, you need to declutter. And it's right. Like, well, yeah, but anyone comes see the house, they should realize that people live here. It's not
right.
A vacant house, you know. So that was a struggle, too.
Yeah, just tell your real estate agent just to pitch it. Be like, all your shit could be like this too.
Yeah. Well, yeah, like I have a studio and an office and everything, so that is a one thing where they're like, hey, you know, this could be a room or a studio, office, whatever, you not, you know,
right.
You can see. So it is kind of like a nice little thing sometimes. Yeah, so we took it off the market, put it back on. Rates have gone down a little bit, and I think people are more hopeful. Inventory is still not the greatest out there, actually. There's not many houses.
That's good. That's good for you.
Yeah. So we listed at a good price, and yeah, dude, she was explaining all the stuff we talked about last week to me.
Yeah.
Kind of went over my head, but I'm like, oh, that sucks. So
it
if there's any real estate, and we'll have some real estate agents on the other podcast. What's the name of that one?
What is it? Small Business Podcast? No.
The SBP.
Something like that.
SBT.
You know me.
Small Business Talk.
Yeah. There you go.
Yeah. If you guys have any ideas for a name, hit us up. So yeah, it's entrepreneurs, small business, and us. So
yeah, hopefully we'll have some interviews of local business owners kind of to share their struggles or what they've done to succeed in the line of work or the industry that they're in. And hopefully they can share some valuable stories as well alongside of the topics that we'll cover.
Yeah, but we'll definitely have some real estate people because I know some real estate agents in the area that are pretty successful at what they do. So it'd be nice to talk to them and then talk about this whole like lawsuit that we talked about last week. Like I said, my real estate agent was talking to me about it. And from my understanding, it was, I'm not really sure who was putting out the lawsuit or whatever. And there's a lawsuit here in Nevada now too.
Oh, is it really?
Yeah. So one stemmed from what you were talking about. So there's one here in Nevada too, and people are already being proactive about it. So she said, you know, the listing agent is the one that's going to get that percentage, that commission.
Mm-hmm.
And then the other agent that's involved gets nothing because mm-hmm. there's people were complaining like, why am I paying for the two people to get a percentage, which right. is that 6% that we were talking about.
Right.
And they're like, why are we paying for that? So then that's where the lawsuit came from. So then what's happening now is, you know, they're the listing agent's listing it. And I had to sign like a paper for that too. So it was kind of weird.
Yeah.
And on there, we said how much, you know, like we're just doing it normal.
Okay.
You know, but I'm not doing the 6%, you know, but a little bit lower than that. But we're doing normal. But basically, it comes down to the listing agent lists it. They sells, they get a percentage, and then the selling agent or whoever was involved gets another percentage of it too, right?
Yeah.
So now they're saying like, why are we paying for that?
Right.
As a seller, I'm saying, why am I paying you to list my house? And then why am I paying them for selling my house, basically,
right.
You know, in a way, when everyone's involved. So they're taking that percentage out so they don't get that. But then my real estate agent said, but now what's the incentive for anyone else to come show your house?
Right.
So yeah, if my listing agent sells my house, then awesome, right? But she's like, but that's not how it always works. So someone else is going to come look at your house and they're going to want to buy your house. And they already have a real estate agent. So that's where that commission comes from.
They right, get that too. Right.
So now she's like, so real estate agents, if that's where the listing people, if that's what like their program they're on, dude, they're not going to want to show your house.
Right. Yeah. I wonder if it'll change the industry in general, just like just an idea, like if it'll turn into, okay, now agents are no longer going to show houses. It's just a contact listing of, if you want to see this house, contact this agent. And the one that's selling it will be the one to be like, yeah, I'll meet you there at this time and this date. And we'll go from there.
Yeah.
You know, and then they kind of keep them in their own little ecosystem of houses that they have up for sale, you know?
Yeah.
So that's one option. The other option that I can't see happening, but is that the buyer pays the commission to the real estate agent that they're buying from.
Well, yeah, and that's...
But that would be hard to do.
She was talking about that too, and she's like, but someone, she's...
That means they got to come up with additional cash, because the value of that, if it's $20,000, is not going to be put into the value of the house to be part of the loan.
Mm-hmm. So she brought up a story for that example, actually, and she was saying that she had a customer and just recently, and they were basically like $1,000 off of like being approved.
Yeah.
You know? So I think she took her part of her commission, took that out.
Just like, to make it happen.
Yeah, to make it happen. And she's like, so basically, say those people were in that situation, they were $1,000 off, like basically, right?
Right.
To like be able to like finalize all the paperwork and stuff like that. So you think they're going to be able to pay that commission?
No.
There's no way.
Yeah, so I'm saying there's that extra money there, and on top of their down payment that they're going to have to come up with. So yeah. I just don't see that happening unless what's been happening in this area specifically a lot is people from California, you know, sell their 1700 square foot house for $1 million and then come over here and scoop up a $500,000 or $600,000 house. And that's, I think, what's been driving a lot of the prices.
Yeah. Well, and she had a story like that too. She said, there's a house that she had, I think it was, like a brother and sister, someone passed away, brother and sister ended up getting it. The house was listed at like $1.5 million.
Mm-hmm.
The brother's like, no, I want to go with this person, which is my person. And the sister's like, nah, I want to go. So they went with the sisters, and it was up for sale for like a month or two. Nothing was moving at all, whatever. And they ended up switching to my real estate agent, and she sold it within a day. Right.
Oh, really?
But you know, there's more stuff to that. But
right.
She sold it in a day and stuff. And she's like, yeah, the person that bought it, you know, basically I think California person, sold their house for like $3 million in California, came here, bought a house for 1.5, has the rest.
Yeah. It's like, Jesus. Nice.
And that's happening a lot.
Yeah. I mean, they pay some taxes on that kind of, depending on their, how much money they made actually from the sale of their house compared to their purchase. But
well, I see houses that go up for sale all the time, you know, and then me and the wife sit there and we look at it and we're like, that ain't worth that.
Right.
2 days later it's sold.
Yeah.
I'm like, dude, oh, how's that possible?
Isn't that crazy?
Just because we know the area and we know the housing around here and stuff. So we're like, good luck. Nope. They didn't need it.
Yeah.
They sold it. And it's most likely someone from out of state that came in and just bought it.
Right.
Which is, it is what it is.
Yeah. I mean, what are you going to do? But for people that own a house and that's now happening here, that same kind of elevated prices on the houses is going to, you know, kind of puts us in the same spot. Like if we want to sell our house here and move to Kentucky, we'd be kind of in the same boat, you know? With that, a quick read, if you don't mind.
Go for it.
Study finds renting is now cheaper than owning in America's 50 largest metro areas. So, you know, big cities are notorious for having the highest prices as it is. This is from an Instagram account called Puberty. Actually, I had no idea what that was, but it's like they're tailored very heavily towards millennials. So.
You said Puberty?
Yeah, I know. I'm always I don't know if that's even how you say it, but that's what I've been saying for the last year.
What was it that you're trying to search for that you saw that?
No, like, coming across their account. So some algorithm was pushing it to me, and I was like, okay, well.
That's a little Diddy-ish.
Yeah.
Of you.
Thank you. Anyway, so they have some good stuff, but they are also one of the ones that reported Bruno Mars thing, and I didn't see any kind of redacted thing. So I'm always like, well. But real quick, they say the cost difference between renting and buying is especially wide for starter homes, with a 60.1% lower monthly cost for leasing. On average, homeownership premiums amount to around $1,000 per month, but in some cases like Austin, Texas, the difference more than doubles. So it's just kind of one of those things where it's like, so does that mean that people can rent their house out easier now? I
but we're talking about cities though.
So yeah.
I'm thinking more like apartments and stuff.
Possibly, huh?
But I mean, it might equal out just because, dude, like the size of apartments to like what they're actually renting for is ridiculous.
Right, right.
It's a little room for like $3,000.
Yeah, there was, I just saw a quick thing on like a $50 million condo suite in New York City, like overlooking, what's that park out there?
Madison Square?
Yeah.
Or?
No.
What's it called?
I don't remember.
I don't know.
Whatever. Anyway, just, it's like on the 70th floor or something, just overlooking the park. I mean, it's badass, right? But it's like $50 million for basically like a 3,000 square foot condo.
Yeah.
I mean, it was really nice, but I was like, dang.
Yeah.
That's nuts. That's an over the top example. But nonetheless, when I saw it, I was like, Jesus. And think that's probably someone's little vacation spot or business spot. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's, that's what I'm saying. It doesn't add up to what it is.
Yeah. Just the stat alone of renting is less expensive than buying. I guess that would make sense because over time everything's gone up in price. And if I bought a condo 20 years ago, I can rent it for, if my mortgage on it still is $1,200 a month and I can rent it for $3,000. I guess that makes sense now.
Yeah.
All right.
So. Yeah. But you know, like I was telling you, I think it's, I'm at a stage where I'm like, I need land.
Yeah.
You know, and there's like some condos over by my house here where they are like 3 bedrooms, 2 bath, 1100 square feet, not big at all.
Yeah.
And they're going for like middle 300s. You know what I mean? Fuck. And I'm like, you can get my house, which is bigger.
Yeah.
It has one more bathroom and has some land for a little bit more than that. Not a little bit more than that, but you know, you can get it for,
yeah,
for what it's worth. And I'm like, that's crazy to me.
Yeah, the interest rates too really jack those prices up quite a bit, mm-hmm, as far as monthly payments go. Because I mean, right now, like a 2-bedroom out here is like, I don't know, $1,200 to $1,500, depending on where it's at, and even more in some cases. But my mortgage isn't even that.
Yeah.
I'm like, I bought a house in 2014. Yeah. Lucky.
Same.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So nuts right now. I don't know what people are doing to afford that shit, but
I don't know. Not working.
Yeah. You think more and more houses, I've seen this more and more in new houses where they're having like in-law quarters built into the house, mm-hmm, like as an extension. Mm-hmm. So I wonder if that's what's a lot of like where we're headed. Like, well, someone's going to live with us eventually.
Yeah. Yeah. That or rent out that room, Airbnb it.
Right.
I see some Airbnbs in the area here and I'm like, that's a weird one. No one's coming here. And
yeah,
yeah. Like Lake Tahoe is 25, 30 minutes away. But it's like, you just stay up in Lake Tahoe, you know?
Yeah.
You're not going to stay out here, I guess, in someone's backyard and then go snowboard.
Yeah. That, I mean, you just get a place in Tahoe.
Yeah. So it's kind of weird because I have seen some and I'm like,
I guess there's a lot of golf courses locally though, but they're not destination golf courses. Yeah,
no one's coming here for that though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm pretty pumped. I got a it's not a free round, but I got a certificate to go play a foursome up at Clear Creek, mm-hmm, which I looked it up. Nevada's second best golf course.
First being?
I don't know. It wasn't.
You don't think it was Edgewood?
No. Edgewood was like 10. Montreux was in there somewhere. Below that, the first one's down in Vegas somewhere. I forget what it is, but
I forget about that.
But ultra private, like I've been out there a couple times for like photo stuff. Super nice course. Yeah. It's just like in the middle of a forest. It's pretty awesome. So I'm kind of pumped on that. I mean, that's something that's been going on for me lately. I won that in an auction. Mm-hmm. So a few drinks later, I was writing a check, yeah. But I was like, it's worth it. And I sold all the other three spots already. So I was like, it cost me like $600 to go play one of the best courses.
Yeah. And I think Edgewood is around $400.
Yeah.
So
it's pricey. Edgewood's really nice though. I mean, it's beautiful.
Yeah. So that's not a bad deal. That should be a good one. When do you think you're going?
I have no idea right now. So there are some stipulations on the certificate, but, one of my buddies that bought a seat to it, actually, he runs like, I don't know. Well, you know, guys kind of bounce around between jobs. Mm-hmm. So he's like a CFO. He's usually like a stand-in CFO of a location. So he does pretty well. So he's like, I interviewed over there and it just wasn't a good fit for me. So that I didn't take the job, but he has some connections. So he's hoping that he can call over there and get things like, you know, Saturday afternoon or something for us.
Yeah.
Something cool sometime in June.
Dude, if he had connections, he'd be out there golfing already.
You would think so, but, you know, small ask.
Yeah.
Comes with a caddy and all that shit. So that's pretty fun.
Yeah. Should be good. Hopefully the weather gets better.
Yeah.
So we have a 68, 69 degree day yesterday during like midday. And then it got windy. And then today is in the 40s.
Yeah. A lot of fun.
2 days in the 40s. And then it goes back up into the 50s and then 60s again. The day you guys will go, it'll probably rain and snow.
Yeah, probably so. That's why I'm trying to wait till June at least, you know, that way it's like, and it's like a little bit more, the elevation's a little bit higher and it's like in the mountains. So I'm sure it'll be 10 degrees cooler than what the normal temperature is anyway. So it should be pretty good. I won't golf for the shit, but it'll be fun.
Yeah, you got to get out there.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. They're going to open an indoor golf thing, you said, here in Carson?
In Carson, yeah.
Kind of pumped on that. So that way in the winter I can go swing a little bit because I'm not a renegade like Mike. I won't. I'm like, yeah, it's 20 degrees out. I'm not going to go golf. I'm good.
Yeah, but that's, I don't know. Unless you're getting good at it.
Yeah.
Which, you know, I don't know if he's getting any better. It's a problem, you know?
Yeah, I don't. I did try pretty damn hard one time to see as good as I could get. And I got to a single digit handicap. I got to like 9, but I was working my ass off. I was at the range a couple of days a week. For 2 hours doing short game, another 2 hours, couple days a week. And
a 9.
Yeah.
Mike says he's a 5, I think.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. So, and it's just like, it's just one of those things where I don't know. He just has the mentality for it or something. I don't know. But, I was like, well, I guess I'm not putting any more effort into this. So I guess this is about as good as I'm going to get. And
yeah.
Since then, I'm sure I'm more like a 14 now.
Yeah, I think some people, too, are not the practicers. And more, because, dude, you know, I played sports throughout, like, my whole life and club teams and in high school and stuff like that. Dude, I was the worst practicer.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I couldn't practice for shit.
You're like, I'll just be there for the game, guys.
Yeah, and then when the game came, I was the shit, you know?
Yeah.
So that's the thing. It's just, I don't know. It's like because I have that mentality where it's like you give it all.
Yeah.
And at practice is hard to give it all because then it's like game and you can't practice game speed, you know?
Right.
People always say that you can't practice the game speed or even like sparring. You can't practice.
That's exactly what I was just thinking. I was like, MMA is a great example of that where it's like, you don't want to get fucking knocked out.
Yeah. Well, and some guys do, right? Some guys spar hard, but the thing is, even though you're sparring hard, it's not the same speed as an actual fight.
Right.
When you get in there as the actual match, you know?
Right.
So when you get in there, it's a whole different thing and your preparation and all that should be getting you ready for that. So that's why practice is good. But like, I was never really good at practicing. It was always like in the games, I did a lot better than, you know, the coaches would like make you run a mile. And I'm like, dude, I suck at running. Like I have shin splints. I can't run long distance. Like I'm a sprinter, you know? And it's like, I'd be like the last. So I was a forward playing soccer. And they're like, you should be like one of the first guys to like finish. You're like one of the fastest people out here.
Yeah.
And I'm like the last guy.
You're like, yeah, I'm the 40.
Yeah.
Not on a mile, man.
I'm like, dude, I can't run a long distance. My legs hurt and stuff. But like on the field, you know, it's those sprint, stop, sprint, stop. You're not running the entire time, you know? So,
right.
So, you know, practice is always hard. But I think that's what happens sometimes too. Like maybe you over practice. So you're at the golf course, you're over, especially with golf too. Golf kind of, it's a mind bender, you know, like.
Dude, it fucks you up. You, me and Mike went out. It's like the only time I beat a Mike ever and I shot the lowest round ever and I hadn't played golf in like 6 months.
Yeah.
I was like, holy shit.
That's what I'm saying. So it's kind of like if you get your base and you kind of know what you're doing and then you kind of go play.
Yeah.
That's maybe when you'll play better than actually practicing every single day. And
yeah, you kind of like overanalyze everything.
And then maybe you'll start a bad habit. You'll start doing something and not realize it.
Right.
And you're just doing it and doing it and doing it because you're practicing so much. And then all of a sudden it's like, someone's like, dude, why do you do that on your swing? You're like, what? You're like, what? Well, I didn't realize that, yeah. You know, so.
Or even you can't even watch other people swing sometimes because it mm-hmm. fucks up what you're doing. Mm-hmm. I'm like, Like when you golf, I'm like, I can't watch Jorge. I can't watch him because your alignment's way different than mine. I'm like, I can't watch this.
But see, that's why I'm good. Because I know like how to align myself. And some people don't have that like mental, like awareness, I guess.
Right, right.
They'll like line up facing exactly where they need to hit it. But they know for a fact that they always like slice.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's like,
why don't you adjust that?
Compensate a little bit.
Yeah, if you're not going to change your swing, at least line up to where your slice is going to go where you want it to.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's funny.
Some people don't have that wherewithal.
That's hilarious. What else you got? Anything?
I did, but I don't know where all that stuff went.
I got one. All right, American Airlines is relaxing its pet policy to allow one animal and full size carry on.
One animal? Any yeah. animal or just dog?
A fucking feral cat. No, it doesn't say anything about like a service animal. Mm-hmm. Like you can just bring your animal.
A python?
A fucking zoo in the airplane. Yeah, I can't imagine that's going to go over too well. Let's see. While passengers still need to pay a fee for their pet, the pet no longer counts as a carry-on. The airline's decision makers were not available for comment on the reason. One small item in addition to their pet carrier. This change comes after criticism of the previous policy, which some pet owners found unfair. I just like, you got a fucking pet. You should expect, if you're going to travel with it, to probably pay more.
Yeah, it's, yeah.
I mean, I'm surprised they're not like, hey, if you want to bring your pet, that's fine. Unless it's a service animal, you got to buy it a plane ticket.
I don't know. Flying sucks, dude.
Yeah. I need to get on a private jet.
Yeah, you need to get on that money so you can take me.
That's but right.
Yeah, I don't, you know, ever since, well, it's like with everything going on, like inflation, nothing's going to go down. Everything's just going up.
Yeah. Well, we'd have to go to negative inflation for it to kind of come back down to other prices. Otherwise, it's even if inflation stopped today, prices are what they are now.
Yeah.
Like that's the new price.
Yeah. So everything that came with COVID, all the new stuff, all the new regulations and all that kind of stuff is still lingering.
Right.
And it's like, just has made like flying not fun.
Right. Yeah.
Flights are always delayed.
Delayed. For what? Fucking stuffed full to the brim. Mm-hmm. I usually fly Southwest, so I get the economy experience. Mm-hmm. You know, if I'm traveling alone, it's no big deal because I just got headphones on and I don't need to pay attention to anything. Yeah. But if there's anyone with me, a coworker or family, especially family, it's like, it becomes like a hassle.
Yeah.
I'm like, holy shit, we got to find that, you know, all this and all that. So if you use one of the airline carriers that have assigned seating, I guess then it's not as big of a deal, but.
Yeah. And also I think like, you know, if you're gone for just even say a week.
Yeah.
As a pet owner, and I'm not like, I have cats. So like we can leave and someone will come to the house and make sure they have food. And that's basically it, right? It's not like dogs. They have to be let out or nothing like that. So I could be way off on this. So, but I feel like if you're leaving for a week for a vacation, you could probably do something with your dog. You don't have to take your dog.
Right.
Unless it's a service animal.
Yeah.
You know, so in that case, I think if you're a service animal owner and you really need it to survive, I think those people should have minimal fees and be, you know, more airlines should be courteous to them. But if it's just that you're just going on vacation, and you have to take your little dog with you. It's like, okay, well, you need to pay for extra.
Yeah, it's kind of like a thing. Like, mm-hmm. yeah, that's a luxury you want. So exactly. You should be the one to pay for it. Yeah. Like, the fuck?
And I could be way off. You know, I know people are
I'll take a hard stance on that.
I know I don't people think are big, big dog lovers and they'll do that.
Well, stuff. I got dogs, but
yeah,
that's just the assumed responsibility. Like, if I got to take my dogs with me, why, like, I should be the one inconvenienced.
Yeah.
Like, it's just part of the deal.
I think so. I agree with that completely. Let's move into, I just saw an article that said two things are coming to Carson City. Mm-hmm. One I'm really excited about.
Okay.
And the other one you might be because you're a bodybuilder guy.
I'm going to guess. Carl's Jr.
Yeah. That's for sure coming. I'm excited about that.
I don't know. Go ahead.
So there's going to be a Planet Fitness.
Oh my God. Okay.
They,
this is not, anyone that's watching video, you can tell how much I work out. I've been trying to work out a lot more lately.
Like, how many gym memberships do you have?
I have two.
Okay. So,
well, one of them came free with my kids' MMA subscription. So I just go do cardio when I'm there. You just made my case.
How many?
And I got one at the by the house that's like,
and you have a gym in your house.
Yeah, okay, you. So there you go.
Arnold Schwarzenegger. Dude,
Planet Fitness is like the joke world of fitness.
It is kind of weird that it's coming here.
I've been to one, and no joke, I thought like the internet just blowing shit out of proportion. It is exactly all the like meme videos you'd see about them.
It's
purple and yellow. There's no judgment. Pasted all over the walls. Judgment-free zone. And it's like, so they're appealing to certain a certain type of person, and those are the people that go there.
Okay,
I mean they're doing their job, their marketing's working. Yeah. But when you go in there, it's like, where all these people come from? Like they do some weird shit.
Those are bigger cities, though.
Yeah, mine was in.
So this is a smaller city, a little bit more down to earth. Normal people live here, you know, somewhat.
I don't know.
There are like gyms in town that people already go to, so I don't know how much of a zoo.
You know how much they charge?
No.
All right. I would assume like $20 a month.
Yeah, probably. But they applied for whatever they need to apply here in Carson. And then the next one, keep it on the same fitness, healthy spectrum, which I really like, and I'm super pumped on it. You're going to be a hater. But Sprouts grocery store.
In Carson?
In Carson.
Okay.
Which Sprouts is like
hey, record this. Record this. You need to cut this clip. It's not going to make it. Okay, I'm done. Go ahead.
What do you mean?
It's not going to make it.
Why not?
It's hard. This is a super hard market. Like a lot of stuff that comes here just doesn't make it.
Nah.
Sprouts.
Well, Sprouts is like Whole Foods.
Yeah.
And because I shop at those
finer
establishments, right?
Yeah.
I know you don't.
Yeah. I'm a Walmart kid.
Do you know anytime I go to Trader Joe's, it's always Tahoe people.
Yeah.
They travel all the way down to Carson City. Because that's like basically the closest.
They go health, there in Costco.
Health food place, right? Yeah. So now Sprouts, I think, is going
to Where's it going to go? Do you know?
I don't know.
Okay.
But they applied for a permit as well.
So. I'll curious to see what happens there. I don't, you know.
And then this area, there's a lot, of, you know, it's a big trend of being healthy and eating good meats. And
that's why I ask, because like, I don't think they have the population to make it work down there either, but Minden Gardnerville is huge on that kind of stuff. I mean, every time I go down there, I'm like, why is everyone so fucking ripped up down here?
You know, but that's what I'm saying. That's only
while taking their horse steroids and, you know.
That's only a 20, 25, 30 minute drive.
Yeah.
Instead of going, because I go to Reno for Whole Foods.
Right.
So I drive all the way up to Reno for that.
And then Big Five didn't make it. I guess they're closing down and changing to a Hobby Lobby, which I got my money on that, not making it either.
Big Five?
No, it's next to Big Five. What's the Burlington?
Burlington Coat Factory,
Yeah, so maybe that's where Sprout's going. I don't know. But I heard Hobby Lobby was supposed to go in there.
Yeah, I think that was a Walmart back in the day.
It was, yeah. Like where Something Big like Five that. Is, yeah, that yeah, whole yeah. stretch was a Walmart.
Yeah, maybe that's where it's going. Also, Jersey Mike's is coming into town.
Oh, I'm down with that.
They said right there where that Burlington is, but because there's a sign there.
Oh, really?
But I was like, that's a humongous location for a sandwich shop.
Yeah. Well, they'll cut it up. They probably leased out a much smaller space.
So maybe it's going to be Sprouts and then Jersey Mike's.
Yeah, I don't know.
Or whatever it's called.
I'm down for Jersey Mike's. Yeah. Every time I'm at the airport in Vegas, that's like my thing. I'm like, oh, I'll get it because it's here. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's pretty good.
Yeah. I've had it once. It was pretty good. So I'm excited about that. Health food stuff. Not health food, but just like better ingredient things. And I cut my time between Trader Joe's and Raley's. Trader Joe's has a lot of stuff that I like, but then they don't have enough. And then you go to Raley's, they have other things that Trader Joe's doesn't have. So it's like I have to go to two, and it's like
Raley's has like the best fruit. I don't shop there much because it's too expensive for me. But
well, dude, you're talking about that PJ life, the private jet life. You better get.
Yeah. Well, I mean, at that point, it'll be a different ballgame, you know.
But I think Sprouts is going to be cool. So, yeah, I'm excited.
Hell yeah.
What else you got?
Let me see here. We could talk about the new minimum wage law that went into effect finally in California for fast food workers.
Okay.
It's now $20 an hour.
Mm. Minimum wage.
That's minimum wage at a fast food joint.
But when you say that means minimum wage itself hasn't gone up just for fat food.
Exactly. Food, yeah. Okay. So a huge union came about. I think they're not really unionized, but they kind of, you know, a little coalition, if you will, kind of banded together to make that happen. They had the right lobbyists, you know, I don't know how much money they spent on that, but yeah, so that was, I think that was passed a couple of years ago and now it's finally taken effect to where, and like, you know, some people say, you know, hey, this is a great thing because they deserve to make more and you can't really live on minimum wage, which also lends itself to them. Why didn't they just change it across the board?
Yeah. Especially in California.
Right. and proponents of that say, well, if you do that, they're likely going to find ways not to, you know, not to hire as many people, like just replace them with machines, because at some point a person costs so much that it's just cheaper to do it with a machine. Right. Yeah. And when you have a machine, it comes with a lot less headaches, like personal problems. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, that just rolled out. I'm kind of waiting, sifting through the news to see what's happening overall, like at Taco Bell's and shit like that. Yeah. So I kind of have an idea of, because, you know, depending on who you're reading or listening to, like I've seen people that say, well, conservatives will come out and say, you know, this is going to cost jobs, basically, and this and that. But a company's role, like to be successful, you're trying to cut jobs down to a minimum anyway. No company's just floating around there with extra positions because right. they want to spend the extra money. And I think that's a valid argument, totally. But as that price goes up, that's where other avenues or other options come into play, you know? Mm-hmm. So,
well, with that being said, I expect immaculate service.
Yeah. I mean, since COVID specifically, I've noticed a huge downward trend in service with a smile across the board. I don't know what your experience has been, but it's just, feel like people just don't have the same, like, you should tip me because I'm here.
Yeah.
Not because.
Well, I've noticed that a lot. In that, but then in quality of food as well.
Oh, okay, yeah.
I've been talking about this on the podcast for a while now. Just, I know Mace doesn't really eat out too much.
Yeah.
Like, that's one of a thing that we, like, more my wife and I, yeah. not the kids, they're haters.
He's a taco guy. He needs to have us over for tacos. Mike, hello.
Yeah.
All right.
but that's one of the things we like. We like to go to restaurants, like fine dining and stuff like that. So, you know how much of a bummer it is going to a nice restaurant? Getting something that's like expensive and then not being good just being like kind of plain, you're like,
that's happened to me so much lately.
So since COVID,
yeah,
once again, I think that's kind of been the norm. So when I actually go somewhere and I'm like, dude, that is so good.
Yeah.
I'm like pumped. But
you get
place.
Put it on a list, right?
Yeah. You're
like, all right, these are my options. Yeah. We went to that Thai, the Basil restaurant just this last week, me and the wife. And I was very
thanks for the invite.
Yeah, I was very surprised. It was impromptu. Settle down, all right?
Hey, I got a table in the back. They know.
Oh, you with Jorge? I was like, no. I don't want to see Jorge tonight. But I was surprised to see that all their entrees now don't include rice. Mm-hmm. So they separated that, and their prices went up.
I think it's always been like that.
No, it used to come with like a thing. Yeah. I promise. Right. I know these things because I'm.
Well, we always order rice.
Money conscious.
Yeah,
you are. Okay. So that, and then all their dishes went up in price. So they got rid of the rice and then they increased the prices.
I mean, McDonald's gone up in price.
Yeah. I mean, that's true. But, you know, so it was like, I don't know. It wasn't that. That's not like, it's a nice environment. I wouldn't call it.
But the quality
like
of food is good.
It's the same. Yeah. It's good.
Yeah. That's the difference. Let me ask you this, though. Going back into the topic, what is a normal, the salary, minimum wage. What's a normal minimum wage job in California, you think, besides fast food?
You know, I don't know. I'm not sure.
Like a Jiffy Lube employee?
No, I think they make a little bit more than that.
Okay.
And there might be some commission involved there because those guys push pretty hard on their services. But I don't know. Think about like workers at like Lowe's.
Oh, okay.
Lowe's, Home Depot, stuff like that.
So now it's going to be a better job to work at any fast food restaurant than working at Home Depot.
Right. I mean, there's different takes on that. Like, I mean, it could matter on like, well, if you're working fast food, it's kind of expected in, you know, even in the person that's applying's mind that, hey, the hours here are probably going to suck.
True.
Or at Home Depot or something, you might have a little bit more leeway of saying, okay, I'll work like noon to 8 PM.
Yeah.
You know, that kind of thing. So yeah, but yeah, the competition's going to change definitely. I mean, I had one of my managers at one of my at my current job, assistant manager, be like, "Hey, I might, you know, right on state line there." It's like, "Hey, I might have to get a job in California for $20 an hour because I'm not quite making that here." Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, I'm all for people doing what's right for them, and that's what I always tell them. I say, "You evaluate it. If it works out better for you, I want you to do that because I'm already at a point where I can't approve any more like." Wage increases. Mm-hmm. I mean, companies across the board are trying to bring down costs. So it's like, that's a,
do you know what the minimum wage here is
right now? I think it's $11.50.
And then it's does supposed that to apply to our fast food industry?
Yeah,
it does.
Yeah.
Okay.
So now that may or may not be without benefits. So I think it's like one or the other. So it might be like $13 an hour if you're, offering,
if you're not.
The opposite way. So it goes down if you don't offer benefits.
Yeah. No.
Yeah. So it would be like $10 an hour if you're offering benefits or something.
Yeah. Yeah.
Something correct, like that.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah. Cause I saw In-N-Out, I think they start at like $21 an hour.
Right. Yeah. Right. And it shows. I mean, every time you go there, those people are working their ass off and they got a smile on their face.
And they got a shitload of employees in there.
Yeah. They're like, you know,
there's a conveyor belt in there. Yeah.
Yeah, they kind of know the standard. Like, hey, I'm here to do this job and they want a smile on my face.
Yeah.
Like every time I go in there, they're super nice.
Dude, every time I drive by, I'll come from like the Gardenville area, I drive by there or whatever, 10 o'clock at night, whatever it may be, always a line.
Oh yeah.
There's never not a line.
We got it made though here because that line's never that big, like in other places. My buddy out in Oregon was saying, there's a fucking 2-hour wait for In-N-Out. I'm like, nothing's that good. I'm like, yeah, that's probably true.
Yeah. The line's long, it goes by pretty quick, but like you were saying, it's a lot of employees in there and they're hustling inside, so it goes pretty quick, but there's always a line, so I think that's always a good thing. But yeah, you gotta do what you gotta do.
Yeah, and like as far as we're talking about costs and stuff, like Chick-fil-A just announced that they've always used like hormone-free chicken and they've had to change that recently.
Dude, I don't know if it's been in effect, but I actually had Chick-fil-A yesterday.
Yeah.
I had a breakfast burrito and I haven't had that in a long ass time.
Right.
Kind of grossed me out.
Really?
Yeah.
Wasn't the
so
same.
I don't know.
Interested to know if it like
I don't know if it's the fact that I haven't had something like that in a really long time.
Yeah.
So like my taste buds are off.
Okay.
Or it is the
change in chicken.
The change in chicken.
Was the chicken like gristly or anything?
It just had an off taste.
That's what I'm worried chicken. About. Like
yeah.
Like because we went to what is that Shaq's place, the Big Chicken, and their chicken's pretty good. Yeah. I'm like it's like. Oh, this doesn't seem like it's like a heavily processed chicken. It's like, this is straight from a chicken breast. And
yeah. So that's kind of what I tasted. I'm like, there's no way. And then like your voice came in my head and I'm like, there's no way it's already like that.
Yeah.
But I don't know.
Right.
But that was just me.
I don't know. I haven't eaten there in a while.
Yeah.
I've been trying to eat a little bit better at home and shit. So.
Yeah. But speaking of the big, the Shaquille O'Neal's Big Chicken. Dude, the best iced tea there is.
Oh God. Yeah. It is pretty good.
Yeah.
Especially with
I've only had like salad there, which is, it's good.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, that's the best way to test the chicken though. Cause then you get grilled chicken.
Yeah. Just with, just with lettuce. And, yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And you get a real idea really of what it is, you know?
Yeah. But I will go there just to buy an iced tea.
Oh, nice. Yeah. You mix it still?
Yeah.
Yeah. You got me on that. Like just a touch of the sweet stuff.
Touch of the sweet stuff. And then the rest, just normal unsweetened iced tea.
Yeah.
Can't go wrong.
Oh yeah, so good. Oh man. Cool. While we're on fast food,
yeah,
and you probably heard this, but McDonald's now it's gonna start carrying Krispy Kreme donuts.
Never been a donut guy.
No. Oh fuck, they're so good.
Dude, I think I've had Krispy Kreme probably like 3 times in my whole life.
You didn't care for it? Or
I actually don't even think I've had a normal Krispy Kreme. Just the like cherry filled one.
Oh, okay. Right? No, you got to just go standard glaze.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever
5
had
seconds in the microwave. Oh my God. It's like eating like, I don't know. It's like a buttery piece of bread. It's amazing.
Yeah.
So I'm hoping that McDonald's starts in the Krispy Kreme story, by the way, if you guys are interested, it's incredible. Like they've made a hell of a comeback, like to where what they were doing when they first launched and like they had the huge Krispy Kreme craze.
Uh-huh.
It's like their numbers now make that look like baby shit.
Oh, really?
And at one point in like 2000.
That was a long time ago though.
Yeah, like 2007. Mm-hmm. So like by 2010, they had, you know, they closed the place down here in Reno and stuff. And like they were doing only $400 million in sales, which for a huge company, that's baby shit. Like they were losing their ass.
Yeah.
And now they're up to like $1.6 billion annually. And with the introduction of McDonald's, I would assume that's going to grow another, you know,
yeah,
easily a couple hundred million. But yeah, it's kind of an incredible turnaround. You don't see that too often. Yeah. Anyway, I think by the end of 2026, all McDonald's are supposed to have them, and I'm hoping they serve them warm. I mean, yeah, they got to. Can't be like the store when you go buy a dozen of Krispy Kremes that's sitting over at Rayleigh's in the box there. It's got to be like, you know, like a warm little McDonald's box, you know?
Dude, this is kind of a taste of what's to come in our other podcast, just business talk.
Oh, yeah. Huh? I'm kind of stuck on that. Sorry.
But I do have a question. It just popped in my head when you're talking about that. What do you think the conversations are with? Because it seems like nowadays everyone's teaming up. Mm-hmm. Whether it's clothing brands, you see it more often nowadays than before. Before it was like a little bit more limited, but now it's like Adidas is teaming up with this person,
right?
You know, stuff like that. So same with like Paramount, you know,
or, you know,
Disney. They get Disney. Paramount has Nickelodeon, you know, stuff like that. So everyone teams up with everyone, trying to make themselves like the big person.
Right.
You know?
Who's Paramount paired with?
Paramount's Paramount, but then they have Nickelodeon.
Okay.
And
okay.
Other stuff in it.
Yeah.
Disney has Hulu, ESPN, and then didn't you do one that had like Discovery Channel?
Yeah, I got actually just added like a $5 add-on a month through Amazon. I think Discovery Channel is available and other, but they just had it as an add-on, and I was like, oh, that's worth it.
Okay. So people are doing that. So what do you think the discussion is for like these fast food places? Because that's kind of like, that's pretty smart. You know, for you know, and it's also McDonald's, which is like the biggest,
right?
I think one of the biggest.
Some argue that they're actually a company of real estate, not not fast food,
because
they own a fuckload of places, and right now their shit's probably off the charts in value,
for sure. But what's that conversation? You think them being like, you know, we need to bring something that's going to bring us value, that we could bring them value. Who should we team up with? And then they're like, hey,
donuts. I don't know, because you've like the last two decades, you've kind of seen it. Like I think Taco Bell and KFC kind of linked up and stuff. You've seen some of those and they didn't really go anywhere. Mm-hmm. Like you don't see them everywhere now. And if it was successful, I would never partner with a KFC, but like that's like, in my eyes, if I were to say what's the most nostalgic, like has been, like KFC comes to mind, you know, it was like in the 90s. Yeah, KFC was awesome. But
you know what's one that's been that for a long time? And I don't know if it still is, but like before it got popular, I think to do it, I think now that's kind of the popular thing, like these brands are merging together.
Yeah,
why doesn't McDonald's come out with his own donut?
I don't know,
well, no one's gonna care.
I think it just carries the name. It's probably cheaper to, you know, if as a company diversifies, like GE owns, I don't know, 200 different companies. As you diversify, it gets more and more difficult to control the quality and stuff.
Yeah,
so I mean, if Krispy Kreme can just ship them on over, you know. Yeah. And they can buy them for a lot less money or something.
Yeah. You know? And it has that name.
Yeah.
You know, so, and it's big for them too. But you brought it up earlier.
Like for Carl's Jr. For McDonald's, like back in 2010, when like Krispy Kreme was like 400 million, that would have been the time to be like, hey, we'll just buy the company from you and we'll just stick them, you know. But now it's like, yeah, well, we're not going to. The other up and comer was Crumble. Mm. That shit's exploded.
Yeah. I don't think we have any here. There might be one in Reno.
But, yeah.
Carl's Jr., dude, they've always had that Mexican side. And that was actually really good. Do you remember that?
Kind of, yeah.
So they had the Carl's Jr.
Yeah.
And then within Carl's Jr., you could order tacos.
And what was that, like a franchise of some sort? I don't know.
I want to say it was called like Green Salsa, but I'm probably making that up.
It sounds familiar, but.
But yeah, they had like their own like kind of Del Taco style side in Carl's Jr.
Okay.
So I know that, and that was actually really good.
Yeah, I'll see if that shows up over there. What's funny is the place that they're taking over here in Carson City has been like four different Mexican food restaurants, and none of them have made it.
Yeah,
and now Carl's Jr. is going there right across the street from where Carl's Jr. was like 15 years ago.
Yeah, the green salsa is going to make it.
In that spot where no one else can. Oh, that's funny.
Yeah,
it could. I mean, now that you mention it, maybe sometime I'll try that too.
Needs to happen though. I don't know when it's happening. I haven't seen any. Well, I mean, the building's there, so.
Yeah, so we're probably 8 months out.
Yeah, we'll see.
All right.
I like Carl's Jr. I've always actually said I like Carl's Jr. And it's been a long time, so I can't really say now. But before, I was like, dude, I'll take a Carl's Jr., like a $6 burger, whatever it is now, over a In-N-Out burger.
Mm, yeah, double bacon Western for me. Whew. So good. So good. And what else you got? You got anything?
I think that's about it for me.
Congratulations to me. I got a real truck now.
Oh yeah.
Got some 20-inch rims on that bad boy, mm-hmm. and spent more than I'd like to admit on some KO2 tires. So it looks it's looking pretty beefy now. Mm-hmm. So that's my.
It's got a master gym memberships.
Yeah, yeah. I'm like, you know, Jesus, man, not even get out of here. Let's see. Do I have anything else going on? I'm checking through my stuff real quick. You have any take on the TikTok stuff going on with the band?
Cool.
Cool? Cool, not cool?
Get it out of here. It's one less thing I got to worry about.
Okay. All right. Yeah. So like there's a lot of contention about that. It's all about basically ByteDance's parent company is owns TikTok. Yeah. And it's like in China. So yeah. Everyone's worried about where that data is going, the flow of data and the...
It makes sense though, because this it's actually like legit now, but you know, this has been going on since like a year or two ago, and that company hasn't done nothing to change it.
So right, they've given them the option, yeah. You know, hey, why don't you do this? And I think they've offered a few things, but everyone's like, nah, like the Congress is like, no, that won't work for us. So basically they wanted to sell off the company in order for it to continue. Mm-hmm. But I think like the American way, like freedom, you know, like I don't think that's the right thing to do just from standpoint of freedom and what we stand for in our constitution and stuff, yeah. To be like, hey, we're banning your company. Like they should just put laws in place to say, hey, if you're going to own a company, relating to XYZ social media, we'll say, you know, I know that's a blanket statement, but, primary ownership has to be in the US.
Yeah. And that's bullshit because also like say the company was in Europe,
yeah,
they probably wouldn't have an issue with that,
right?
If it was in Mexico, maybe they wouldn't have an issue with that, but since it's China,
yeah,
I get it, you know. But yeah, it's like you're forcing someone to do something against their will.
Well, right, yeah, they're just worried about a national security threat, but the whole point was like, well then change the requirements for everyone, mm-hmm. not go after and ban a certain company.
That's what I'm saying though, it should have just been banned to begin with.
Okay.
It's like if they, you know, like you're not letting this company do like what we have here in the United States, which is freedom.
Yeah.
You're not letting them do that. Okay. So just ban them already. Just
right. Yeah. And they're just worried about China just fucking mining the data out of there in general. And they already did. Country. Yeah. I'm sure they probably have.
It's been a company since 2019.
Yeah. So that's pretty crazy. And TikTok overseas apparently is all like mostly educational. Like that's what they have to do. Yeah. And then China themselves bans like, I think social media after like 9 PM or something.
Well, that was a rumor. And that was like a bit that was made by Andrew Schultz, a comedian. Mm-hmm. And he just made that up off the top of his head.
What?
Saying that, and I don't know if there's actual proof to it, but he basically was just like doing a bit because he's a comedian,
yeah.
And saying like how China, they just did it and they make us do like the dumbest shit. You know, kids are eating Tide Pods and
right.
Certain kids, you'll see like on the news, like 14-year-old died from a TikTok trend.
Right.
And I never click it because I was like, I don't want to see that shit. But then he was like, but in China, they only allow educational stuff on TikTok and
right.
stuff. And the guy,
you're saying that's what his joke was?
That was his joke and his bit. So he made that up and then people ran with it. Like we're talking about people just run with everything.
Yeah, but I've heard it from enough sources, like legit sources, that I feel like is probably the truth. Like that's probably what's actually happening.
Yeah, but the thing is, I've seen some like legit Chinese or Asian TikTokers.
Yeah.
And I'm like, dude, what is going on here? Like it's the weirdest stuff. And I'm like, this is weird.
Like the dude that lights matches with his nipples and stuff?
No, well, not that
guy. I think he's in America.
Yeah. But there's like certain guys like that. Like their whole like page is like in Asian,
right,
Chinese,
right.
Whatever, Mandarin, whatever it is. So they're like legit from over there. But
yeah.
For whatever reason, it sneaks through my algorithm.
Yeah. And you're saying
it's just weird shit. And I'll watch it. So then more stuff pops up. And it's like weird stuff. I'm like, that's not educational whatsoever. And that's like pretty stupid. Like, how do you find, I don't know what they're saying. So,
right.
You know, but they also have like,
it's like headline, stupid, don't be a dumbass. And then it shows like,
maybe.
Yeah, who knows?
But, yeah. They also have like stupid stuff over there. So I don't really believe that fully, but I do believe that, it's probably a lot more accounts are that of education and this is what you should do and stuff like that, instead of hear how
right
it's trends.
Maybe the algorithm works differently. Or
you know, well, you know what actually might be the difference is that they don't make these people celebrities. The right. people are doing that are not celebrities here. The people are doing the dumbest shit are the ones that are becoming the most popular.
Right.
And then they're TikTokers and they're famous and everything. And they're like, they're A-list celebrities now because they do dumb shit on TikTok. And you're like, where's the talent in that? That's my always been my right. problem. Where's the talent in that? There's no talent. The only thing you're doing that's other people aren't doing is you're actually posting the shit.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. If you sit there and you can talk all you want and say like, that guy's lucky, you know, whatever. But if you're not actually putting out the content, you can't say nothing, right?
Right.
So these guys are putting out content, but at the same time, it's like, where is the talent? There's certain, like Johnny Depp is talented. He's a talented actor.
Right.
You know, so he's a celebrity and we appreciate him for his character that he's played. Same with Leo, any kind of actor that's really good. You're like, holy shit, that guy's amazing.
Right.
If you're not that amazing by stealing someone else's content and you're doing it yourself, you know. But True. You are putting it out there, right? But we make, it's a big incentive for these people to make that type of content. And I think maybe in the Asian countries, they don't do that.
Right. Okay. You That's know? A possibility.
Yeah. Someone doing something stupid, they're not going to be like in the media being like, oh, this guy's the biggest Chinese TikToker. They're not going to do that. But they're probably going to do that with people that are showing like good stuff.
Right.
I think that might be the difference.
Okay. I mean, that's plausible.
Yeah.
For sure. Yeah, let's see.
Just ban the shit. That's one less thing for everyone out that does podcasts. Because then you got to worry about, and that's the thing, like, you know, I've talked to you about this before. It's like, I like this podcast and I like the way we go. I appreciate everyone that listens and everything, but we could get way more listeners. We could be more on the socials and stuff like that if we stage certain things.
Right,
let's,
right.
Let's stage some jokes. Let's
yeah,
stage,
here's a comedy script. Why don't you read that?
Yeah, let's do that. Yeah. And I know Mace is 100% not down with that.
Right.
You
right.
know, and that's
yeah, also, that's what I like about him. He's pretty authentic with yeah. this shit. He just has the ability. He's got the gift of gab.
Yeah. And that's you know? Definitely not my personality as well. So right. if I did that, I would look stupid and I would feel stupid. So that's why we don't do that. So the climb to the top of the mountain for us, it's a lot slower than someone that starts, you know, way later than us, but then they're like blowing up. But that the difference is we're authentic and the people that listen to us, I know that.
Right.
You know, and that's probably why they listen to us, because we're not like fake trying to make views, you know? So that's like the hardest part, but that's what people do.
Right.
You know, I have no clue where I was going with that.
Okay. Well, I mean, I believe in you.
I totally blocked out.
You convinced me, whatever you're saying, I'm in.
No, but yeah, I just, there's ways to do it. And we just don't do it that way. And I think other people do and they blow up. And that's fine. But like, there's a price to pay at the end of the day, I think.
Right. Yeah. No, absolutely.
And totally. The algorithm like favors that type of content. And stuff like that,
but. Yeah. Any word on Lizzo? You heard about what she's kind of like, I don't know if she's come out completely yet or if she's
said anything. Closet?
Yeah. She's like giving
Lesbo
up.
Lesbo Lizzo?
It's unclear, at least from my what I've seen, if she's completely quitting social media and or music. Or just one. But I think a lot of this has to do with the sexual harassment lawsuit that she's in the middle of.
Nah, it's what I just said. It's you always have to say something to like be in the headline. She had the sexual harassment sticking bananas in females' vaginas.
Mm-hmm.
You haven't heard from her for a while, right?
Right.
It's been probably like 2 or 3 months since you even heard that name.
Right.
She's probably like, hey, my name's not out there. Let's do something. So then she comes out saying like, hey, I'm quit.
Yeah.
She came out later.
It's like Snoop Dogg going smokeless.
Yeah. She came out later saying, well, that was the company.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. She came out saying, oh, that's not what I meant. I meant I'm going to maybe quit social media because of all the harassment. No, you're not. You just came out on social media. And then when everyone's like, good, fucking beat it, you came back and you're like, oh, that's not what I meant.
Yeah.
I wasn't quitting music. I was quitting on social media. You're not quitting nothing. It's just, thing to put yourself back into the topics,
right.
The news.
Right, right. Okay. Yeah. All right.
I'm onto all these people, dude. All
right.
That's all it is.
Hey, this is our last podcast.
No. Well, Dave's because he's getting fired.
Oh, my God. All right.
But yeah, that's all it is. I think people have nothing better to do and they have to keep their name relative. But that's the problem. If your music, and Lizzo's a good artist, she has some good songs. But if your music does all the talking, you don't have to come out and say, do some bullshit.
Right, right.
Like you see Beyonce came out with a new cowboy album, mm-hmm. or Western.
Yeah.
Or what's it called?
I don't know. This ain't Texas.
But the genre is called,
I don't know,
country album.
Okay. All right.
So she came out with a new country album. People were not happy about it, but then, I mean, I've listened to some
of the songs. Who's not happy about it? The country music side or the rap side? Or
certain country music.
Pop music. Okay.
Type people.
Yeah. I mean, it is kind of sudden for her to just make that shift, but.
I mean, not really.
No?
Nah. That's kind of what's popular right now.
Okay.
So. And she's been doing what she's been doing for such a long time that I think maybe she was like, I need a change.
Yeah. What are they saying?
I mean, I think it's because she's Beyonce, one. She's not white, two.
Okay.
They don't want to acknowledge her as a country artist.
All right. I think it's just more of the shift from where she was to now all of a sudden. And it's like a number one Billboard on the chart.
The thing. Yeah, but song. I think it's more like a racist thing, but...
There's some really top artists that are black in country music.
Yeah. But they kind of like paid their dues, I think. And that just put out, because she's not a country artist. She's
right.
Beyonce.
Right. And who's that guy?
She'll make a new album in 2 years and it won't be country.
Right.
So it's hard for like the people in that genre to be like, you know, I don't know. Right. The guy, yeah, for Hootie and the Blowfish. The black dude.
Yeah.
He's Darius Rucker.
I think. Yeah, that's
one. He's a big country guy and he's black. So I get that. But, you know, his music, he kind of quit Hootie and the Blowfish for a long time before he got into country.
Right.
So.
Okay.
But where was I going with that?
I don't know.
So she has that country album. Number one.
Maybe that's where the hate's coming from. It's just that she just made the transition, but she has such a following. It's like, yeah. How could she not be number one? I mean, it's a good tune.
I mean, I've heard some songs and the thing is, it doesn't sound like, I don't really know. I would have to have someone on here that like can explain music.
Yeah.
I'm just a fan.
Yeah.
Right. But it sounds like Beyonce. Like,
right.
Yeah. Some of the music is a little bit more twangy.
Yeah.
In a way, but like,
and I think that might be part of the thing. Yeah. It's just that I know the country music in the past has done the same thing where people that come out with like rock rap or, mm-hmm. Country rap kind of stuff. They're like, whoa. I remember there was one, God dang, I can't remember the guy's name, but he came out, he's black and he came out and he did, a country music song. And then, Billy Ray Cyrus.
Lil Nas X.
Yeah. And then it was a Billy Ray Cyrus that was like, hey, let me show you how to do this. And so they kind of linked up and
redid
it. I thought that whole situation was weird. I was like,
it was one of the biggest songs ever.
Yeah. So, I mean, but you know, so he's like, oh, let's do it this way. And then, you know, maybe it'll be more accepted or whatever. And
yeah, I don't know. But it was like the same with Taylor Swift. Taylor Swift came out as a country artist.
Right.
And she was winning like pop stuff and country. And I'm like, that doesn't sound like country. That sounds like any pop song.
Right.
But that's what I'm saying. I'm a fan, so I don't of music, so I don't know the difference. Like, okay, so they're playing these type of guitars,
yeah,
and they play in this note, so that makes it a country song.
Right.
I don't know.
Yeah.
But when the females sing, you're just like, well, that sounds just like Taylor Swift shit nowadays.
Right.
Now, obviously, the instrumentals are a lot more popular than guitar.
Yeah.
But
yeah, that's it. But in general, country music now, that doesn't sound like that. It's not like old country Western.
Uh-huh. Yeah. So that's what I think. It, you know, it sounds good. It's Beyonce. She's an amazing artist. So it sounds really good. But I couldn't tell you if it came on a country station, I'd be like, that's a country song. Or, you know, like,
right,
that's just
a
song. Like, it sounds good.
Right.
You know, that's what it is. But yeah, but my point on being all that, her music talks for herself.
Right.
Right. So she's Beyonce. She comes out with a country album. People love it. It's number one on Spotify. You know, it's killing it. Lizzo, her music doesn't really kill it that hard.
Right.
You know, so she has to do that. So before this, you haven't heard from Beyonce in a long time. She's married. She has like two or three kids. I'm not sure. Two kids probably. Does that. She tours. She does her thing. She's very quiet in the media, but everyone still loves Beyonce.
Right.
Because her catalog and everything she's done. That's where you do that. But the people that are like a Lizzo, that has to have controversy to like have your name out in the spotlight, I think that's where the problem is. And I think that's where she's at. So you need to work more on your craft, and that's going to speak for itself, you know? Like, any actor, any actor, you know, Leo, he, you don't hear from him for a long time, and then he's in a new movie. You're like, oh shit, that new Leo movie looks sick, because he's paved this way to be that guy,
right? Right.
You know, but then other actors, they have to be like doing some weirdo stuff and in the spotlight all the time to have their name relevant. You know,
yeah,
that's the difference. Well, I think that's about time.
All right, it's that time, guys.
Yeah. Thank you guys for tuning in. Thank you for hanging with the boys. Thank you, Dave, for stopping by once again.
Always my pleasure.
Yep. Yeah. The next 2 weeks, different guests. Or maybe it'll be Dave next week. I don't know.
Yeah, who knows?
But I do have someone lined up. It should be interesting. Cool. And then we have Jones also coming back on the show. He's waiting. There's a lot of moto talk that I need to speak with him.
Yeah, you guys need to catch up on that in the potty too.
Yeah. A lot of dirt bike racing. Moto, not yeah,
freestyle. He's been out touring the world, hasn't he?
Yeah, he just got back from somewhere.
Okay.
Probably like Russia. I think it might have been.
Yeah, it was Russia, because I saw his post and I was like, damn, that's gonna be fucking hardcore over there right now.
That's so funny, because I think he told me I'm going to Russia, but like personally.
Yeah.
But then when he posted all that, never once did he mention he was going to Russia.
Right.
I just like remember him posting on Instagram being like 16 hours into his flight or whatever, he's like, yep, still not there. And I'm like, damn, where are you going?
Yeah,
you know. And just right now, I'm like, oh yeah, he went to Russia.
Holy shit.
So yeah, he's been all over the place, so we'll catch up with him on that. But yeah, there's a lot of stuff going on in the motocross, supercross world that I would like his opinion, because I know he's a avid watcher of the racing.
Okay,
so yeah,
awesome,
should be good.
All right,
well, till then,
next week,
see you guys next week.
Peace.